On Saturday, China's Special Representative on Climate Change and Chief Negotiator Xie Zhenhua praised the adoption of the deal in Paris.
The Chinese delegation fully supports the joint efforts of the chairman of COP21, negotiators and delegations of other countries. We fully support the final Paris Agreement. Although the agreement is not perfect and needs to be further improved, it does not stop us from taking a historic step forward. So we are quite satisfied with the agreement.
Highlights of the agreement include calls for limiting global temperature increases to below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, but it has an ultimate goal of keeping temperature rises below 1.5 degrees. It has a goal of setting aside $100 billion a year for developing countries by 2020. The deal also calls for a review of each country's progress every 5 years. Meanwhile, also speaking in Paris, China's Vice Foreign Minister Liu Zhenmin called the climate change summit a milestone in human history.
The agreement is a third milestone document reached in the past 25 years by all countries' efforts in negotiating on climate change. Its great significance is that the pact has formulated clear plans for the world on fighting against climate change after 2020, and it includes all kinds of work, including funds and technology. It also abides by the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities for the developed countries and the developing countries.
In 1992, the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change was formed. Nations were bound to combat climate change, but without a detailed action plan. In 1997, the Kyoto Protocol set out to cut global emissions by about 5% by 2012 compared to 1990 levels. Due to this agreement, the pact did not become legal until 2004. The Chinese Vice Foreign Minister said the new agreement can also help to guide China's future green development.
As the world is to enter the era of low carbon development and green development, China also faces the phase of economic transition and is seeking for a low carbon green development. In fact, green development will be listed as one of China's 5 main goals in the upcoming 13th five-year plan.
Special Representative Xie Zhenhua summed up China's resolve in creating an environmentally friendly future.
For China, a responsible developing country, tackling climate change is not only the internal need for promoting its sustainable development, but also a responsibility for building the destiny community of human beings. China will actively assume the obligations suited to its conditions and stage of development. Continue to achieve the goals of dealing with climate change before 2020, actively implement independent contributions, and reach the peak of carbon emissions.
Nations must next ratify or approve the deal individually. It will only take effect if it is approved by 55 countries. Those countries' greenhouse gas emissions must represent 55% of the world's total. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.